You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Welcome to Thought for May the 14th. Our readings are Deuteronomy chapter 31, Isaiah chapters 3 and 4, and Colossians chapter 1. And our thought is, fully pleasing to him. Today we start reading several letters of Paul, beginning with his message to the Colossians. They are letters of encouragement for them to remain fully committed to following Christ in the face of various difficulties. He tells them, "I have not ceased to pray for you," in verse 8. In his prayer, he is asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, verses 9 and 10. There can be no half measures when we commit our lives to serving Christ. We must aim to be fully pleasing to the unseen presence of our Lord, sensing the reality that in him we live and move and have our being, as we read last week in Acts 17 verse 28. Our Lord is now seated at the right hand of God, as we will read in Colossians 3 verse 1. In today's chapter, Paul reminds the Colossians that they once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, verse 21, as Paul himself had been. Very few of us can look back on that kind of life, and we suspect that those who can are wonderfully motivated to make sure that they are fully pleasing to their Saviour. But how motivated do the rest of us feel? Does it not depend on how clear our perception of that which is unseen? Paul told the Corinthians, "The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. Coming back to today's chapter, Paul's words in verse 23 apply just as much to us as to them, that we will be fully pleasing if you indeed continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. Our daily reading of God's word is a vital part of making sure we do that. Well, thanks for joining us for Thought for the Day once more, where together we can open up the pages of God's word, remembering that that word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.